नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 29। न वेद कश्चित् भगवं चिकीर्षितम् तवेह मानस्य नृणां विडम्बनम् न यस्य कश्चित् दयितो अस्ति कर्हिचित् द्वेषस्य च यस्मिन् विषमं मतिर्नणाम् न वेद कश्चित् भगवं चिकीर्षितम् तवेह मानस्य नृणां विडम्बनम् न यस्य कश्चित् दयितो अस्ति कर्हिचित् देवस्यश्च यस्मिन् विषमामतिर्नृणां न डज नॉट वेद नो कश्चित् एनीवन भगवान ओ लॉर्ड चिकीर्षितम् पास्ट टाइम्स तव योर इह मानस्य लाइक द वर्ल्डली मैन नृणाम ऑफ द पीपल इन जनरल विडंबनम misleading na never yasya
his
kaschit
anyone
daita
object of specific favor
asti
there is
karhichit
anywhere
dveshaha
object of envy
and
yasmin
unto him
vishama
partiality
matihi
conception
nirnam
of the people Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
O Lord, no one can understand your transcendental pastimes, which appear to be human and are so misleading. You have no specific object of favor, nor do you have any object of envy. People only imagine that you are partial. So please repeat. O Lord. No one can understand
your transcendental pastimes
which appears to be human and are so misleading. You have no specific object
of favor
nor do you have
any object of envy
P
People only imagine
that you are partial.
That you are partial.
For what? The Lord's mercy upon the fallen souls is equally distributed. He has no one as the specific object of hostility. The very conception of the personality of Godhead as a human being is misleading. His pastimes appear to be exactly like a human being's, but actually they are transcendental and without any tinge of material contamination. He is undoubtedly known as partial to his pure devotees, but in fact he is never partial, as much as the sun is never partial to anyone. By utilizing the sun rays, sometimes even the stones become valuable. Whereas a blind man cannot see the sun, although there are enough sun rays before him. Darkness and light are two opposite conceptions, but this does not mean that the sun is partial in distributing its rays. The sun rays are open to everyone, but the capacities of the receptacles differ. Foolish people think that devotional service is flattering the Lord to get special mercy. Factually, the pure devotees who are engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord are not a mercantile community. A mercantile house renders service to someone in exchange for values. The pure devotee does not render service unto the Lord for such exchange, and therefore the full mercy of the Lord is open for him. Suffering and needy men, inquisitive persons or philosophers make temporary connections with the Lord to serve a particular purpose. When the purpose is served, there is no more relation with the Lord. A suffering man, if he is pious at all, prays to the Lord for his recovery. But as soon as the recovery is over, in most cases the suffering man no longer cares to keep any connection with the Lord. The mercy of the Lord is open for him, but he is reluctant to receive it. That is the difference between a pure devotee and a mixed devotee. Those who are completely against the service of the Lord are considered to be in abject darkness. Those who ask for the Lord's favor only at the time of necessity are partial recipients of the mercy of the Lord, and those who are 100% engaged in the service of the Lord are full recipients of the mercy of the Lord. Such partiality in receiving the Lord's mercy is relative to the recipient, and it is not due to the partiality of the all-merciful Lord. When the Lord descends on this material world by his all-merciful energy, he plays like a human being, and therefore it appears that the Lord is partial to his devotees only. But that is not a fact. Despite such apparent manifestation of partiality, his mercy is equally distributed. In the battlefield of Kurukshetra, all persons who died in the fight before the presence of the Lord got salvation without the necessary qualifications, because death before the presence of the Lord purifies the passing soul from the effects of all sins. And therefore, the dying man gets a place somewhere in the transcendental abode. Somehow or other, if someone puts himself open in the sun rays, he is sure to get the requisite benefit both by heat and by ultraviolet rays. Therefore, the conclusion is that the Lord is never partial. It is wrong for the people in general to think of him as partial. ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। नमः विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते जयपताका स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमः विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे। न वेद कश्चित् भगवांश्च चिकीर्षितम् तवेहामानस्य नृणां विडम्बनम् न यस्य कश्चित् दयितोऽस्ति कर्हि चेत् द्वेषस्य च यस्मिन् विषमा मतिर्नृणाम्। ओ लॉर्ड, नो वन कैन अंडरस्टैंड योर ट्रांसेंडेंटल पास टाइम्स विच अपियर टू बी ह्यूमन एंड आर सो मिसलीडिंग। यू हैव नो स्पेसिफिक ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ फेवर, नॉर डू यू हैव एनी ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ एनवी। पीपल ओनली इमेजिन दैट यू आर पार्शियल। सो मदर कुंती इज नाउ establishing the Lord's position as a non-partial, unbiased personality. Na does not Veda know anyone. What that? Iha manasya, because he did his chikirshitam, his pastimes, as iha manasya, like the ordinary man. And that's a vidambana. You know, they say this is a vidambana. Vidambana is something which is not there, you know, like it's opposite. So misleading. So he is not dveshasya, you know, for dveshya. For the Lord, there is nobody who's favorable, dahita, or dveshyaha. Daita means the object of favor, you know, the daya. Daita comes from daya and dveshya comes from dvesha. So he is not vishama. He is not vishama of the nunam, you know. This is what she is declaring. And we can see that. Of course, the non-devotees always have this complaint, you know, like the Lord is not partial. You ask anybody, and you know, the moment you get into a little trouble, the first thing they will say, oh God, why did you do this to me? And everybody proclaims that he or she does not deserve it. I've been so good to everybody. So here, Prabhupada gives a beautiful example of a sun. He says the sun rays are not partial, that's there everywhere. But then if you are blind, then what is the use of all that sun rays, you know? You can't enjoy that. Except that maybe you enjoy partially because you get the heat. You know, you stand in the sun, even if you are blind, you will feel the heat. But not fully. So same way, the Prabhupada calls them mixed devotees. Mixed devotees are like us, mostly like us, you know, who are also worshipping Lord, a little better than maybe some that, I would say even better, you know, because we also get desperate, and then generally people call him in desperation, and when the best part is when the work is done, then you don't remember the Lord anymore, you know, like, okay, it's okay, done, finish. Now let me do my job. So only when we cannot do something, you know, this is another concept of God. I was reading that. What is God? God is something that you remember when you cannot do it yourself. That's all. For some people, God means something beyond their own capacity. Oh God, now you do something. But for a devotee who is engaged always, so he is receiving. Prabhupada says, it's like, you know, the sun rays are there and you are blocking them. You put so many blocks and you are hiding behind that block. And then you still expect, like this spoiled son of a rich man, you know, he's not getting out of the room because he says, I have not seen the sun. So I get up only when I see the sun. And everybody tells him, sun is there. His father says, go there, see, look the sun, look at the sun. He said, no, bring the sun inside. Then only I will believe, otherwise I don't want to believe. So like that people say, bring Krishna. If I see Krishna, then maybe I believe. But Krishna is there. It's never the time that he is not there. He is omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient, everything. But the reception is the main problem. And then when we are not receiving, then we start blaming the Lord. Krishna himself declares in Bhagavad Gita few places that he is not partial. But of course, it's like, in a way he becomes partial because it looks like, you know, that's what he says. It appears that he is partial because the devotee receives more mercy. Because the devotee is doing that service without any expectation. The moment that expectation comes in, then it's not so powerful. The mercy is all, you know, like in the fourth chapter, he says, you get the mercy in ratio of what you do. You know? Whatever in ratio. So if we don't want to do anything for the Lord, but we want the Lord to do everything for us. To prove that He is Lord. People say, if you are there, and if you want to prove that you are good, you are Lord, then you do this for me. He doesn't have to prove anything. Why He wants to prove? But still, sometime, just to, you know, satisfy people, He will do that also. Like this Mughal king, when Namdev and Jnandev, they were in Delhi, Indraprastha, they were doing kirtan, and this person comes and, you know, stops the kirtan. And then, he sends his people actually to stop the kirtan, and then they go and report that there are hundreds of thousands of people doing kirtan, you know, and then it's dangerous to go there. And he says, okay, let me go and stop this. So he goes and says, why you are doing? And then these people, they say that we are just chanting the glory of the Lord. He said, do you think there is something Lord? Says, of course there is. So he gets one, gets one cow, asks somebody to bring a cow, and he cuts her head. And then says, if your God is there, let the head be put back. That's the condition he puts. Otherwise, you know, I'm going to kill you also. I put you behind bars and all that. So then this Namdev is a pure devotee of the Lord. He just calls the Lord. Because this fellow gives him 48 hours, 24 hours something. 24 hours, he says. So he says, Lord Krishna, I may be killed. I mean, it's okay. Maybe this is how devotee thinks. He says, even if I am killed, it's okay. But I don't want your name to be tarnished. So please do something to prove to this man that you are there. 24 hours, he says. And the kirtan is going on for 24 hours, you know, and then everybody is waiting and nothing is happening. And at the end of the 24 hours, when the Mughal king comes again to find out what's going on, they see that the cow is alive. So Namdev complains. He is happy, but he is complaining to Krishna. Where were you? I was calling you. And Krishna says, I am here only. Ever since the kirtan started, I am here. He said, then why did you not finish this job earlier? No, because why all this? And Krishna says, you said do it in 24 hours. So I am the servant of the devotees, isn't it? I follow their instructions. If you had told me do it now, I would have done it now, because I was waiting. Because I didn't want you to be called a wrong person. So this is Lord's partiality. If you really want to call it as partiality, then this is Lord's partiality. But if you see, it's not partiality. It's just the receiver is fertile. You know, remember the seed example I gave. If the receiver is fertile, the land is fertile and the seed is good, then you get a good crop. If the seed is powerful but the land is useless, and the vice versa. So Lord is like that seed, like the good seed which contains everything, you know. You can imagine, everything lies within the body of the transcendental body of the Lord. It's just like that, like a seed has the whole plant. The Lord has the whole creation. So Prabhupada advises that it is wrong for the people in general to think of him as partial. Simple. Thank you.
I'd like to stop here. If any question, comment.
It's interesting that you're saying certain people acknowledge God when they want something, like the sick man and things like that. But I was thinking in one sense the atheist who openly denies God is actually in one sense more honest with himself than the person that kind of partially believes in God, because he is at least he's saying from his own belief that I don't believe in God, and he lives his life in such a way. Whereas the other person, he says he believes in God, but he doesn't live his life in such a way that God exists. Meaning, he just worships God to get something. And I guess in one sense, it's more pious, I guess in one sense, because at least you're acknowledging God in some respect, but it's not really sincere and it's not really honest.
Yeah, but I think, okay, the second part is okay. What you are saying, but the first part of that atheist is more honest and not is bogus, because he's not honest. He appears honest because he keeps talking like that, but...
He's honest in respect that, not that he's honest that he's right, but he's honest...
Yeah, I know, I mean, even...
He's honest in respect of how he lives his life, because if you actually believe in the God, then you'll live your life in such a way that...
Yeah, but if you look at an atheist, you know, he's not leading the life as you're thinking that, you know, he's free of God. He's always thinking of God. He's also thinking of God, because otherwise, if he's not thinking of God, he will never talk of God. You know, but you talk to any atheist and immediately he will start hammering those who believe, etc., etc. That means, at the back of your... Most of the time, when you see, okay, as long as they are not talking, that's another thing. But the moment you start talking, you know, because if you are... It's like, you know, I'm not interested in politics, just to give an example. So I don't discuss politics, you know. Isn't it? I don't discuss politics. I say, okay, finish. You know, nobody even if starts, I may get away from there or I may say sorry. But this fellow is not, you know, he will not say, okay, don't talk about God. He will immediately start talking about, oh, he's not there, he's this and he's that and like that. That's what I'm trying to say. So we cannot put him in that high pedestal of honesty and sincerity.
Well, no,
and
I wasn't saying he's higher than that person. What I'm saying is that,
and also he's not better than the pious man. You know, no, we can't do that also.
Well, I'm not saying he's better, but what I'm saying is that he's sincere where he's at, because at least he's acknowledging that he's saying that this is I'm living my life in such a way that's atheistic. Whereas the person that says I only believe in God because I want something.
I mean, there are pretenders everywhere. There are pretender atheists. They are pretender devotees.
Yes, yeah, so I'm saying, if you really believe in God, then you don't just
So that's exactly, you know, like there is a honest pure devotee and honest pure atheist. That way I accept that. Right? Pure atheist.
Yeah.
like we have qualification, devotee and a pure devotee. You know, like here Prabhupada says mixed devotee and a pure devotee. So same way. Most of the people come in the category of mixed atheist. It's just, you know, they are atheist when it suits. So same way, these devotees, you know, they are devotees when it suits, you know, like when they need something, they'll go to the temple and do big things, you know, give donations and this puja,
I don't think, I'm not saying, I think an atheist is better or higher. I'm not saying
I understand. I mean,
all I'm saying is that...
So there is no, according to me...
There's just more sincere where they're at.
According to me, there's no comparison.
Yeah.
There's no comparison between the two. Like, oh, this is better or that is better.
Yeah, I wasn't necessarily better.
Yeah, okay, I understand what you're saying.
I'm saying it's honest, that's all.
I know. But that, I mean, of course, that's debatable, but it's okay. I accept that. To that level. Because, you know...
I'm not saying being honest is...
No, I'm trying to stick to the definition of honesty. You know, that's all.
Well, honesty doesn't mean it isn't necessarily bad or good. It's just what it means... Is it being truthful?
Yeah, because...
So an atheist, all I'm saying is that an atheist may be wrong in his idea, but at least he's living his life the way he believes, whereas someone that believes in God doesn't necessarily lead their life in how they believe in God. Because if you
believe in God,
you just ask for God for something because you want something.
Now, if you're turning to believe, then
Prabhupada doesn't agree there also. You know, beliefs and facts are different, you know. Like, you may believe in something and start living like that. You know, like Prabhupada says, you may believe the sun will not burn me. I'm an atheist, you know, I don't believe in sun. And I stand there. So sun is not going to spare you. So same way, when the person says that, I mean...
Yes, I said that. I didn't say his belief is right.
Yeah.
I'm saying is that at least he's saying, look, I don't believe in God, I don't accept God, and I'm not going to live my life that way. Whereas someone may say, I believe in God, but I'm not doing nothing for God. But if you really believe in God, why aren't you doing anything for God?
I mean, yeah, I mean, doing in
that's
the sense, doing in the sense, you know, again, you know, when, only when Srila Prabhupada came and other acharya, they start saying that, okay, it's a, devotion means devotional service.
Yeah.
For people, devotion is devotion. Like, you know, he says, God is in my heart.
Yeah.
You know, in India, they will say, he's in my heart, you know.
Yeah.
I love him. But okay, I have no time. I'm busy, I'm taking care of my people, the children, you know.
Yeah.
Whenever I get time, then I do something. That's
yeah,
another
that's thing. It's like, yeah, I mean, I guess it's kind of nice, but it's like if you really believe in God, you'll do something, you don't understand.
I know, that's what we understand, because
yeah.
when we come into devotional service,
yeah.
see, we are not coming to devotion, we are coming to devotional service.
Yeah.
That's the big difference.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
It's the one thing just to say it.
So I don't know about atheists, whether they have something called atheist service. I mean, I don't know.
No.
Of course, there are two categories in that. You know, there is an atheist and there is an antagonist.
Antagonist
is different than atheist, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I was talking about antagonists. You know, we'll be always talking about the Lord.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.